Hello and welcome to PHPPB Weekly. This is episode number 96. Today is Saturday, January 31st. PHPPB Weekly is the weekly live podcast of the PHPPB open source bulletin board software, where we talk about PHPPB and all topics related. I am your co-host, David Lewis from Meade, Washington. Usually with me would be Douglas Bell, the other co-host, but he is at a conference in San Francisco. So I would normally be alone, but I have a large cast of friends with me today. And I'll start by introducing them. I have Paul Sawyer from the PHPBB.com modifications team.
Hi, David.
And I have Francis Lewis, known as Handyman, from the PHPBB.com modifications team.
Hey, David.
And Michael Williams, Starter Guide development team leader.
Hey, David.
So it should be a fun episode. We're all big mod guys, and we normally don't have... It's been a long time since we've had a bunch of guys on here that just love mods. So we're going to have fun. A few things to get out of the way. First of all, PHPPB Weekly is a live podcast, so you can join in live with us by calling in every Saturday morning at 12 noon Eastern Time, 9 Pacific. I think that's about 6 p.m. Is it 6 p.m. London time or GMT?
No, it's 5 p.m.
Yeah, 5 p.m. Yes. GMT. To call in, you can call 724-444-7444. Call ID is 12418. You can also join us in the TalkShoe chat room if you just want to listen in. And our IRC channel, well, it's PHPPB-weekly, but I don't monitor that one. Douglas does normally, but anyway, you can also stream PHPPB Weekly from our website at phppbweekly.net. All right, well, Douglas, like I said, is away at a conference in San Francisco. Hopefully he will be learning some things from that conference that will enable him to plan out the San Francisco PHPPB meetup, which I'm hoping can be a fairly large meetup. And because we are not having a Liberty Evasion this year, which would be the PHPPB official invasion for New York City, but that is planned. I'm hoping next year. And it was kind of a bit surprised to hear them cancel this one, but hopefully we'll have it again next year. Second thing, release of ModX 1.2.2 and AutoMod 1.0.0 Beta 2 were released this week. Paul, do you know anything about some of the changes that were in ModX 1.2.2?
There are two more most important changes. One is the actual reason we released it. It is a new link type template lang. It's for language-specific and template-specific changes. So if you have a Dutch language and SubSilver 2 images set, you can change that in that new lang type. And besides that, we have revisited the contribution tags. That was a patch by Nick Ferguson. And that makes actually the contribution thing working. And that are the two most important things that are changed in ModX 1.2.2.
Okay. Contributions is something that has never worked, or it didn't...
It worked, basically, but not as the idea we wanted behind it. And now it actually works. It's how we wanted it. I don't know what the original idea was behind the contribution, so I don't know if it actually works, really.
Okay. Well, works now, so that's the important thing.
Yes.
And for AutoMod Beta 2, I'm not familiar with what's been fixed or changed in that version. Do you know?
I do know a kind of things. Firstly, the installer now works, actually. The previous time you needed to change something in config.php before you actually was able to install it. It's mostly a bug fix release. That is the mostly bugs are fixed in it. I don't have the change log in front of me.
Okay.
But
he does have a change log, right?
Yes, there's a change log.
Okay. He being a Jelly Donut, for those who don't know, Josh has been the primary developer of Automod. I think he and Igor are probably the most involved in the development of Automod, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, I'm sometimes also working on it, but not as much.
Okay.
I fixed a few bugs in it. I also posted a change log in the chat room.
Oh, okay. There it is. All right, good. I'll put that in the show notes. Okay, so a few new features added. Allow to force a mod's template instructions to another template. So it would work to install AutoMod on alternate templates aside from SilpSilver 2 and ProSilver. Is that what that means?
Yes. Okay. Yes, that's what this means.
Okay, good. And obviously it supports ModX 1.2.2. That's more of an update instead of a feature, but allow administrators to select file and directory permissions with direct and FTP write methods. That's kind of nice.
Yes, there are some people who had problems with permissions when writing files on directories, and this was actually the reason Josh added that feature.
Okay. Move options to preview changes in administration panel. So, where were they before?
I'm not sure regarding that one.
Let's see, installer works without enabling debug extra, installer works with the FTP write method, fail without PHP notices when a directory cannot be created, only show FTP settings dialog box when FTP is chosen as write method, automatically detect FTP. So a lot of FTP fixes in this particular release.
Yeah. Yes, that was one of the things that wasn't tested as much as the other things. The installation process itself was tested a lot already within the mod team itself, because we used it for testing modifications already for over a year now.
Mm-hmm.
But mostly it was used on Windows and not on a Linux-based operating system. So we didn't test mostly the FTP methods. So that was causing some problems.
Okay. And as always, there is a forum dedicated to AutoMod. For people who need support with AutoMod, they can go ask in there. And of course, there's the Mod Team Bug Tracker, Mod Team Tools Bug Tracker, I should say, which we use for Mod Prevalidator, the AutoMod, and also Unified Mod Installer Library, which is UMIL. So
yes.
People can report bugs in there, and It's really important that people know to report a bug when they find it, because sometimes we'll be searching through topics and all of a sudden be like, somebody says, oh, something is not working right with AutoMod or UMIL, and we'll be like, well, where's the bug report on it? They didn't report a bug, it's hard for us to fix it. So it's really important that people report bugs that they find. And if in doubt, as always, we always say this, if in doubt, report the bug, because it's better to have us, you know, close it as not a bug or unreproducible or something like that than it is to not report the bug and us never know about it. So that's important. So, nice update for AutoMod. That should hopefully get a lot of people going and excited about installing mods. I should hope that AutoMod will make it to a stable release, unlike what EasyMod never actually made it to a stable release. Is that correct?
No, EasyMod never met a stable release. It always was in beta since the first release. I think the first release is actually an alpha version.
Mm-hmm.
After that, a few betas. But we never released a final candidate of EasyMod.
Mm-hmm.
I have personally no idea if there is a plan to release AutoMod, but I personally hope, of course, that it will be released as final somewhere soon.
We planned that for UMIL. We released an RC because we had tested it extensively. We just decided, you know what, we want to release a stable version of this, so we released RC1. So we do plan on releasing a stable version of that as well. All right, well, I have a surprise question for all four of you. Actually, four of you, including myself, is what I meant. What is your number one favorite mod for PHPBB 3? Now, don't all jump in at once.
Can I pick one of my own?
Is it gonna do that?
I'm not sure.
No, you cannot pick your own.
Yeah, I need to say I don't use a lot of mods because I don't have my own forums anymore. So,
let me ask you this. For Paul, you validate a lot of mods, so you see a lot of ones come through. What would be a mod that you would be like, hey, that's a really cool mod, the concept is really cool, and, you know, well, whatever other criteria you go by. Like, for me, it doesn't just have to be a cool mod, but it has to be programmed really, really well. But whatever the criteria is for you, based on the mods that you validated or looked at, what would be your pick?
It's so difficult. I see all mods that are submitted to the mod database do I see, actually. So I'm not sure if I can choose one, really.
Do you have a top list?
No. No. I do see too much mods to really choose one that is really good or something. It's probably something easy that's adding a really nice feature, but just a really small change.
Changing leave a shadow topics checkbox to unchecked?
Yes. That's kind of probably... Or more like my own mods that warn users by X kind of warnings. That kind of mods. Just the smaller ones that don't change a lot of code, but still add a nice feature. And not a really large mods that change everything of PHPBB or add several hundred of files with a lot of features, but that are really bad. I don't like that kind of mods.
Okay. You don't like mods that have a lot of features?
No, I don't like mods that have a lot of code.
Okay. Michael, what's your favorite?
How about Star Trek Guide Mod Manager? Does that count?
No, because nobody can get that one.
I have one. phpbb.com Mod Manager.
Ariel?
Yes.
You hate that thing. I've heard you say that.
You sure? I can't remember that.
I don't really have a favorite mod because they all break on me, and we know what happens when stuff breaks on me.
They'll break on you.
You write a new one.
Yes. Yeah, so I just kind of like mods that don't edit a lot of code.
Not all of them break.
No, not all of them do.
You probably install a lot of beta mods, don't you?
Sometimes. Or I don't like how the mod's set up, so I change the setup.
You rewrite it.
Break it.
I know, I have that problem too. I look at a mod. Well, the only mod that I haven't done that with really is the blog mod by X Reaction.
Oh, I did that.
You did, huh?
Yep.
That mod is huge.
Yes, yeah. I know. I have validated it several times.
Paul, let me ask you: how many file edits are required for that mod?
You really think I know that out of my head?
Yes.
I have no idea. I have really no idea. You know how many mods I see every week?
Yes, I know. Like,
yes.
A lot. Because...
Yes.
Here's an easier one then, maybe. What is the biggest mod that you've seen come through?
I think it's the blog mod.
The blog mod might be the biggest?
I think it is. But I think there's also Alpha Portal that's also pretty big.
What is Alpha Portal? Francis, what is that thing?
It is a portal created by Harmless Goat.
Yeah, but it's huge. What's in it?
Well, he created a module system for it. That's mainly what's in it. The module system took him a long time to make.
Because I'm thinking that's even bigger than the no, actually, it's probably not bigger than the PHPB Ireland mod called Stargate Portal.
No, and then you also have Board 3 Portal, but I can't remember how big that one is.
We've had a couple of installers, mod installers, come through that were pretty big.
Yes. And I also remember now, it's a PHPV2 mod category hierarchy that wins by fairly large. That one is really a complete rewrite of PHPV2.
Which one is it called?
Category hierarchy by
Pietnik. Category hierarchy by... How do you pronounce his name?
Pietnik or something, I'm not sure.
I call it Pietnik, but I don't know if that's correct or not.
I have no idea, actually. But that one is larger as the block mod.
Yeah.
It's just completely rewrite PHPV.
I don't think that should...
That's one I have validated.
That one really was just a fork. It really should never have been a mod.
Yes, it was a fork, but we were required to approve it.
Yeah. The last... I remember... now, of course, this was long before I joined the teams, but I remember when that one came through, it said that you guys didn't validate it, but that he was a trustworthy mod author, and so that they were listing it there anyways.
Yes, that's correctly. We decided on that because it was really too much time to validate it. It really took a long time to validate that one. I have validated it once, and it took me 2 full weeks to completely validate it. And I remember it was a holiday, so I only worked on PHPV stuff, so nothing else. So just 2 full weeks to validate it.
Gosh. Yeah, because you didn't have a job back then, so you were...
Oh. No, I still don't have a job. that one is a temporary job. So.
Yeah, we installed that mod, didn't we, Francis? On PHPV2 board.
Yes, I installed it a couple times.
A couple times?
Yeah.
By hand? You installed it by hand?
Thankfully, no. No, I used EasyMod.
You wasn't able to install it with EasyMod.
I made it install with EasyMod.
I think he modified it so that he can install it with EasyMod.
Yes, I did.
Last version, you wasn't able by default to install it with EasyMod. I used the pre-modded package to test it last time.
Yeah, I didn't use his last version. I used 1.0.4. It was like an RC or something like that.
Okay, yes, that one was small. It took only 2 hours to install.
I saw his new one, and after reading through it and stuff, I decided not to install it.
Yes, I know, but I used the old one also. And that one was easy to install by hand. It only took 2 hours.
Only 2 hours?
That sounds awful, you know.
Yeah. No, not if you compare it with the newest one, that took 6 hours, at least.
Gosh.
Yes?
I am so glad that PHPV3 came out with subforums so that we didn't have to have a mod like that for PHPV3.
Yes, I fully agree this time.
I think, you know, but the concepts have really changed between PHPV2 and PHPV3. For PHPV3, it's a lot more OOP oriented. You know, you have OOP methods and things like that really help, whereas it was in PHPV2 it was very static or scripted methods. So
yes, but I think it's logical. You should remember, PHPV2 is written in 2002. It's now,
sure,
7 years ago. So it's just really old code.
Right, but
by then, it was PHPV3 that it was written.
But, okay, so my question is this. With a mod like Categories Hierarchy, did it use OOP methods? Because, obviously, it was written much later. Or did it still use the scripting methods in PHPBB 2?
Let me think about that one. I'm not sure fully about it. I think it used some OP method, but not a lot. It still required PHPBB 4, that I know.
Yeah, I know that. But, and the reason I ask is because I think if... I remember looking at it when we created our converter back in PHPBB 3.0 beta. We created a converter from a certain version of categories hierarchy because we had a couple of different boards that we needed to convert that had categories hierarchy installed on it. And those were a pain.
Yes.
Of course, we created it before the updater came out for PHPBB 3.0, which actually was able to transfer data from your 2.0 board, even if you had categories hierarchy installed, but it didn't retain the hierarchy format of the subforms, obviously. But yes, those could be easily reconstructed.
That was the only problem with updating category hierarchy to PHP 3. There are not really any other problems. I think even the permission were changed or were converted correctly. Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure about this one.
I'm not sure either, but you would, even in, when you converted over to 3.0, because of the rudimentary settings of the permissions within 2.0, you would really need to just redo the permissions for
your board on 3.0. But I don't think there are any large problems with converting the category hierarchy to PHP 3, except then that you lost the
hierarchy.
Really, yes.
But which is not difficult. I mean, it's so quick and easy to get that back within 3.0.
Yes.
And you can easily just reconstruct it. So
in most cases, you want it already to reconstruct it, so because you can use subforums. Mm-hmm. But in case of category hierarchy, that doesn't really count because you already had hierarchies. So.
Mm-hmm. So, Francis, what's your favorite mod?
Oh, dear.
I think you had enough time to think about it.
Well, yeah, see, the problem is I'm not too familiar with mods for PHPBB 3 outside of mine, unfortunately. I don't install mods these days.
You don't have a favorite mod? Oh, it's all your own because yours is the only ones you look at.
pretty much, yeah.
Except for when Paul slaps you to validate something.
Yes.
Yes. Let's go ahead and swim again. Don't be afraid.
Which, he always slaps me to validate the ones that look dreadful.
Yes, of course. I don't want to do them myself.
You can't have them this weekend, Paul.
That's nice. He's busy. That's convenient being the validation team leader, huh, Paul?
Yes.
Okay, well, Francis, you must have... I know you, since you've only validate ugly mods, but... okay, so what's your favorite ugly of the ugly mods?
Okay, I'm going to go look one up. Ask Michael what his favorite mod is, and he's going to pull out one of his own mods, of course.
I only have one mod that's to the public right now.
Well, is that the subscriptions add-on?
No, that's the spam mod.
Oh, okay. The subscriptions add-on, which Michael and I is...
I broke the donation mod.
Oh, you did, huh? Oh, great.
Yeah.
That's not a bad thing. but we're going to... I'm thinking we're going to release a subscription add-on within the PayPal donation mod for Beta 5.
Hopefully within the week.
Yeah. All the PayPal donation mod supporters who just heard that just freaked, I'm sure. Yes, it will be nice to get a Beta 5 out on that. And that there's a lot of methods that have changed with that one.
For what?
You changed the way that the... my favorite mod is... oh, gosh. There are so many out there that I like. Gosh, that would be a tough one. I had to just pick one at random. First of all, my criteria for a good mod is a little bit different. It is more than just its functionality. That actually comes last to me. My favorite has to do with the coding of it. You know, what if a mod can be installed without making any edits, or with making as little or few edits as possible, and it uses OOP really well, then I really like that mod. Obviously, it has to have good security and scalability, performance, compatibility. Obviously, if you don't have many edits or very small edits, then you know it's going to be compatible with updates and other mods and things like that. But that's my criteria for a good mod. And because of that, I don't think I would pick the blog. The blog mod is just huge. It's ginormous. I mean, it's massive. And fortunately, I never had to actually deal with it. X-Reaction, being on the Structure Guide development team, he was always updating it himself. And so I'm like, okay, I'm not even going to go through and validate this stuff. I just hope what he's putting in there is going to be secure. There's a couple that have come through that I've really liked. Kenny's mods come to mind are a couple that I personally like. Kenny is Cherokee Red from the PHPV.com moderator team. He has a couple really cool ones, and I can't think of their names at the moment, but I can look them up. Let's see, it's... Oh, gosh, I don't know. Francis, do you have your favorite mod?
Well, I would have to say the Evil Quick Reply from what I've seen. That's pretty much the only one I've installed at any time in the last 2 years.
Yeah, my guess was the Quick Reply as well from Igor, or Evil Heart, that's the way we put it.
Of course, I created a Ajax to it. So that you could do have your Ajax quick reply.
Ajax. Let's not talk about that.
Yeah, I had it working back when PHPV was still in beta, so it was only working on the sub-silver style. And when PHPV got out of beta, that no longer worked, and I haven't updated it.
A latest posts mod, that might be a favorite, either from the Unique Tiger. Well, actually, I don't think I've seen that one. I thought Kenny would create that one, but no, he just installed it on here. Although his mods catalog is really cool. I don't know if you've ever seen it. It keeps track of all the mods installed. It's actually similar to our... Here's my favorite. All right, I have my favorite. The PHPBB Tracker by JR Sweets. It's a bug and issue tracker. I love the total silence. Are you guys familiar with that one?
Yes.
Yes.
You've seen that one, Michael. What do you think of it?
It's really nice. Easy to scale. Yeah. It's good.
Yeah, that's my favorite. And it runs as a completely different section, so it's not so integrated within PHPV 3, which I like. It uses PHPV 3, but it's not invasive as far as the how it uses PHPV 3, and that's what we've moved for. A lot of the site that I'm creating now, it uses pages and whatnot. And that are generated by the PHPV 3 template engine, and it uses the debal. It uses those might actually be the only two things that it uses, because we've disabled sessions. I actually used PHPV 3 as a backend for our website without holding sessions, because nobody had to be logged in, and it didn't have to register them as users. So it's just using the template engine to create the pages, and it's using the debal to query a different database than the PHPV database for the data. There's a blog post on this, but it doesn't describe how to do this in certain details. I know Jeff, created a mod that would enable people to create pages within PHP 3, but I haven't looked at it yet. I don't know how that works. Do you know how that works, Michael?
I haven't looked at it.
Okay. But something like that would be really cool, or at least a tutorial for the people who are thinking of using PHPBB as their backend, because you think about it, most websites and web applications today are developed on a framework of some kind, right? I mean, you have popular ones like the Zend framework, you have Cake, PHP, what are some others? I can't think of any others at the moment, but those are probably the two most popular ones, and you know, people are familiar with them when they think of PHP frameworks. It basically allows them to create pages much easier. And that's really what PHPB3 is. It's a framework. And people can easily integrate it into their sites. And but because it's PHPB, I found this kind of interesting. The people that are the clients that I was creating it for were thinking, why would you use a bulletin board software as a backend for your site? Because they're thinking, I don't want it to look like PHPB. I don't want it to act like PHPB. So why would I want it as a backend? And that's, I think, why a lot of people don't use the PHPB3 framework. It's because they don't completely understand that there's a framework behind all that that's powering it that is really powerful and really easy to use. Like the template engine. I have never seen a template engine out there. Now, I haven't worked with WordPress, so I don't know how their template engine works, if they have one.
They use Smarty.
WordPress does?
Yeah.
Still?
Yeah.
I'm shocked. Smarty, see, I don't like Smarty. The reason being is that it's basically like you're building, you know, it separates the design from the controller, which is, that's fine. But the templates still have all this PHP type of logic, but it's like a Smarty PHP logic, so it's a little bit different. It's not strictly PHP, but they have all this Smarty logic within the templates that really you have to know a little PHP to do it, whereas the PHP 3 template engine, you don't have to know a single thing about PHP to use the template engine and the logic within the PHP 3 templates. It's so much more simple. Silence. Yeah. So that's what I like about the PHP 3 engine. Okay, well, Paul dropped off for a moment because he's still trying to his internet's going a bit weird on him. So we'll move on without him. I wanted to discuss the most recent blog post on, actually, you know what? I'll wait on that. Until Paul gets back, because he'll be able to provide some input. Last week, the PHPBB Scottish PHPBB meeting took place last Saturday. Some of you may remember we've talked about that a little bit. They said it was a very successful meeting. Obviously, it wasn't a huge meeting, but it was. Here, let me add Paul back in. There we go. It was a great meeting, and they posted some pictures about it, so you can find those in the topic in the PHPBB Meetings forum. So hopefully we'll get to see more PHPBB meetings come through, and I know we're planning one for Seattle in March. Sounds like March 21st might be the day. So some people are coming down from Vancouver. Webb Brainy from the modifications team will be there. Michael.
Brainy is from the
Seattle
team, or moderator team, sorry.
Yeah, what? I'm sorry, what did I say?
You said modifications team.
Nah, yeah, I meant moderator team. let's see, there would be somebody from Vancouver. Michael, are you going to be there?
Hopefully.
Okay, and Francis and I will be there, of course, so that'll be March 21st, so keep up to date on the PHPBB meetings within the PHPBB events and meetings forum on .com, and we'll put updates up there as we find out what we're doing and when. Brainy's currently looking into some places to meet. It sounds like he's found one. That's pretty cool. Same thing with Douglas. He's currently speccing out some places to meet for the summer. I'm hoping that that one will be a much, much bigger. I'm hoping we'll have, you know, at least or close to 100 people. That would be nice, but I don't know if that will necessarily happen. Okay, Paul, are you back?
Yes, I'm back. I had some problems with my internet again.
Ah. All right, well, there was a blog post that was posted this week on php.com, and it was about why team members don't give private support. Paul, I know you've probably been around longer than most have on the team. Why doesn't the PHPV team give private support?
It's pretty easy. If you help people in private, you help one person. If you help people at the forums, you help that people of that person, plus everyone else who uses the search function.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so why do people contact the team members or other people for private support?
I'm not sure about it. I think it's because the people think it's faster.
Yeah, but it's not.
It's not.
It's not faster because there are so many people that can respond to support question when it was posted on the forum. Whereas if you PM somebody, you're subjective to their specific schedule. And, you know, so they may, you know, sure, a lot of times I find that they're like, a team member's online, I'll just PM them for support. And it doesn't really work that way, even though we may be online for a moment, it doesn't mean that we're obviously available. Aside from the fact that contacting team members privately for support is actually against the rules and can lead to a warning, there is logic behind it. Like Paul said, it only helps one person if you ask for support privately, whereas it helps everyone because they can always use the search function and find your support question. Additionally, you can get a much faster response usually from support when you post in the support forum because, there's so many people that will watch that forum continuously. So that, you know, there's not a whole lot to say about it, but that's the reason why. Now, some team members have signatures where they say, you know, they offer private services where people want mods installed or they have errors that they need resolved really fast or any number of other reasons, but those would be for a fee of some kind. Like the one I think about is Marshall Busty. He offers to do that for a fee, obviously. So if you want private support, you can always find some people who will do it, but don't expect it to be free.
And
what were you going to say?
Oh, sorry. In some cases, you can also, find it at team members' their sites. For my personally, I have page report at my site itself and not at php.com via the private message system.
Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people do. I know XReaction, for example, he has paid support for his mods, and we have something like that as well where supporters of Star Trek Guide can get support for some of our mods. Now, of course, we have topics on php.com for some of our mods that anybody is able to offer people support for, so they can always get free support. But if they want support from myself, for example, then I only do that for supporters. And the reason I do that is so that I'm not constantly dealing with support requests, because I would rather spend my time developing mods rather than offering support. And so I only give it to a select few people as much as I can. I still break down and give people support on php.com anyways, but I try to avoid that as much as possible so that my time is spent developing.
Yes, and I'm actually planning to do something like that for my newest mod. It has already some time a topic at php.com as the dev version, and I'm currently planning to do the same kind of system for my mods, so free download but not free support.
Mm-hmm. So, Paul, what type of mods are you currently have in development?
I already have, or I just submitted actually FTP or FTP attachments. You can then save the attachments at FTP server instead of at localhost. And I am busy with profile guestbook. It was a PHP 2 mod from me, and it adds a guestbook to the user profile, so each user has a guestbook at his profile.
That sounds interesting. There was a, I remember we had one of those for PHP 2 on our forum, didn't we, Francis?
Yes, I did have a guestbook, but it was in beta and did not work.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah.
Yes.
But I also had Profile Control Panel installed, and so things were very difficult to get to work with that mod.
Yeah. Yes. I remember that one also.
Yeah, that was...
another huge mod.
That was a UCP fork.
Yes. I'm not ready.
I don't know why he had file edits. He should have had file replaces, because it's not compatible with any other mods.
Yes, I know. But, yeah.
Fortunately, as of tomorrow, the patches for PHP v2 will no longer be supported, right? Tomorrow is the official end of the PHP v2 patches. That's when we stop providing security updates for PHP v2. And all of PHP v3 fans rejoice, and PHP v2 fans are in mourning.
Yes, it is still mourning.
No, really, though, because there has been a couple of long-running topics on PHPV.com where some people are pretty mad at the teams for dropping security patches for PHPV2.
That's called PHPV3. That's the latest security patch.
Yeah. That it is correct, but some of these people just want to stay on PHP 2. By the way, for those people who want to stay on PHP 2, there is a site that's taking on the unofficial support for PHP 2 users called PHPBB. Is it called PHP 2 refugees or PHP refugees?
I'm not sure.
PHP2 refugees.com.
Yes.
Nobody's stopping anybody from running PHPBB2. We're just not supporting it anymore. So if you have an issue, you have to use the search feature. Otherwise, you're not going to get help.
Yeah, there will. The PHPBB2 support forums will be archived for a time. There's no telling when those will be completely removed from PHPBB.com, but it will be archived for a time so that you know it. They can be viewed by like the PHPBB2 refugees as they continue to use PHPBB2. Obviously, the supported version will be PHPV3. That will be, it's much stabler, it's much more secure, scalable. You know, it's the future of PHPV is with PHPV3, not PHPV2. And so, obviously, we have to move on. We've discussed this too at infinite.
PHPV2 goes the way of all software and the dinosaur.
Yeah, as all software usually ends up going. And after, you know, it's 6 years now that it will have been, and...
So nearly 7 years.
Nearly seven. When yes. Was it released? Was it April 2000? And...
For April 2002.
Yeah, okay, so...
It was the original planning was to release it at April 1st.
Right.
That would have been a joke.
No, that was the original planning by then.
So we're only
a few months.
Three months or so from when PHPV2 would have its seventh birthday. So really, yes. 6.5 years of PHPV2. And because it's been around so long, people are having a hard time letting it go. But... it has to die, you know. It's we've got to move on, and there are some people who are like, you know, I can't move on. I have to stay on PHPV2 because it would take too much work for me to convert to PHPV3. I would say this to that: it is probably not as much work as they think, because the conversion process is actually fairly quick, unless you have a board that's as huge as phppbb.com. Now, that, how long did that conversion take, Paul? Do you remember?
Of phppbb.com?
Mm-hmm.
It took 1 week, but there were some complications with the search indexing.
Ah, okay. And php.com had, at that time, how many posts?
I don't know. I can't remember.
Right now, it has nearly 3 million. We're just creeping up on 3 million posts. And I know it had...
Probably 2.5 million or something.
Yeah, I know it had about 2 million, or at least 2 million. So if you think about it, 2 million posts to properly search index all of that would take a long time. The conversion itself of the posts and everything wasn't too bad. But when you have to search index the whole thing, that would be a bit of a pain.
Yes, and that's also a reason why we are using Sphinx instead of the normal indexer, the normal native full text search at php.com.
Mm-hmm. If there wasn't complications, it probably would have taken, what, 2 days?
Probably 2 or 3 days.
Yeah, probably 2 or 3 days. But obviously with the complications with everything, it took a little bit longer. Now, most boards obviously aren't...
And also we had, of course, a hardware failure.
Say that again?
Yeah, that hardware failure, but the actual reason was that the downtime was.
Oh, right. The hard drive failure, right.
Yes.
So, phppbb.com had, it's well over 2 million posts, but most boards obviously aren't going to have that. I mean, if you have, think about it, even 100,000 posts, That would take less than 1 day to convert. Well, less than 1 day. It would...
Probably an hour or so.
Probably an hour, yeah. That's what I was going to guess, about an hour. So, really, I mean, and most boards aren't even that large. So, for most people, it shouldn't even be that bad. But let's say their board is 100,000 posts. An hour to convert, and then the only other changes that you'd need are whatever style changes that you made, and, like, there was one post on php.com where a guy's saying that he made his changes in a few hours, and that was completely unfamiliar with the style of PHP 3. I don't remember if he used SubSilver 2 or ProSilver, but he modified his style as the way he needed it to match his old site, and it only took him a couple hours, so he was able to get everything converted in under 4 hours. And that should be the case with most people, and I don't think a lot of people realize that. And some people are like, well, I've got way too many mods installed on PHPV2. And the reason for that is that PHPV2 didn't have as many features as PHPV3 has. So PHPV3 has a lot of the features that people needed as mods for PHPV2. But it's very easy to install mods with PHPV3. I know there was... I recall when we were running PHPV2, we would try and install mods, and invariably, something would conflict and not work. I mean, it happened a lot. Is PHPV3... Paul, you being in validation, you probably would know this better than anybody, but within PHPV3, have you heard of people having that kind of difficulty as long as they've installed validated mods?
No, I don't think so.
But... with PHPV2, I think we only installed validated mods, and yet we had that sort of difficulty where it was, you know, you install 10 mods and it would break something. Now, with PHPV3, again, you can install a bunch of mods, and it's simply because the programming methods have changed. Using OOP, obviously, it's going to be a lot easier. It's a lot easier to mod than PHPV2 was. And secondly, so many of the basic features within PHPV3, those were all mods for PHPV2. And you think about it, that's, what, 100 mods to get a PHPV2 board to act somewhat like a PHPV3 board?
I think more mods that you need. I'm not sure. You need, of course, one of the largest mod category hierarchy to get real sub-forums. Well, so that's already... a large mod.
Right, but you did have the simple subforms mod.
Yes, but that doesn't have unlimited categories.
Yeah.
You can only go one deep.
Right, yeah, that's true. Whereas with categories hierarchy, you could go as deep as you wanted.
Yes.
Same with PHPV3, but... So, yeah, it required a lot of mods and a lot of big mods to get the same functionality that's default in PHPV3.
Yes, and to get the UCP, you need Profile Control Center, and it's another large mod.
Mm-hmm. And then when you did that, other mods for the UCP didn't work. You had to rely on everything being compatible with Profile Control Panel. So it was pretty easy to break a PHPV2 board, a lot easier than it is to break a PHPV3 board, in my opinion.
Yes, it is, of course. But it's still not that difficult to break a PHPV3 board.
No, indeed it's not. But as long as I think people are installing validated mods, they're going to have less chance of breaking something.
Yes, there aren't really large mods that have a lot of file edits that can break your board.
Mm-hmm. Plus, I think, I should take that back, because there's a couple things. Prime Halo's trash bin mod, for example, that has broken a few boards that I know of, just itself.
Okay.
And that one broke Joomla's board, actually.
Oh, yes, I remember that one. Yes.
That one was really bad. I think that had queries and loops, if I remember.
Yes. But a lot of mods have that.
Yes. Which is my pet peeve. You know that.
Yes. It's the same for me. I'm running myself on pretty large boards.
Mm-hmm.
Myself. And if you know how much trouble it gives to have a query in a loop, it's really a lot of trouble in most things.
It's not only queries and loops, but we had another mod that crashed a server a couple months ago. I don't remember what the problem was. Do you, David?
Not using free results.
Oh, no, yeah, that would be a problem.
I don't think that was the issue with that particular mod that Michael's talking about, though, is it?
No, I think it was because the query was...
The query was huge. Yeah, that's right. The query was
really extensive on memory.
It didn't have indexes or something.
Yeah, it was querying columns from a table that didn't have indexes. Like, you know, if you build a mod and install it on a vanilla board, a PHP3 vanilla board, and you're like, oh, you know, that worked pretty fast. Yeah, try putting that on a board that has 100,000 posts or 2 million posts. Then you really find out how well that mod works.
Yes, that in most cases, it's not used at large boards. That's the problem.
Right. They don't test it. They don't stress test it because a lot of people don't know how to stress test.
Yes, but there aren't that many large boards. And the most large boards that there are, the people know how to code.
Yeah, that's true. Like, Star Trek Guide has 100,000 posts, and we have a lot of people that know how to code for the board, and we build our own mods. But, yeah, well, you have some larger boards. ChristianForums.net is one of them. That was actually the board that we were talking about that it broke. It was a query that took, 5 seconds? 5 to 10 seconds?
Oh, yeah, it was
No, it was
bad.
Like 10 seconds, yeah. It was like 10 seconds to run.
Even on the Star Trek Guide server, it was taking 5 seconds or something.
Yeah.
To begin with.
It was just a really insanely heavy query. And I just changed it from using an inner join to a left join. And it took 3 seconds off the query time. Just changing that one thing. That one small thing. But of course, adding the index and doing the couple of methods that I had proposed doing for that particular mod, we were able to take it to under half a second. I can't remember exactly what it was. It was still a pretty heavy query, but
indexes are so important. Without indexes, you can't get a bot correctly running.
Mm-hmm.
You really need to have your indexes correctly.
Yeah, and certainly it's a good idea to have when you develop a mod to test it on a board that has 10,000 posts. And there are some, there's some development scripts within the develop folder that allow you to fill like post data and topics and users. And
I don't think those are working still.
Yeah, they're not really, but you can modify them.
You can just set up a nice for loop that goes through it a million times once you click submit once.
Well, that's basically
what they are doing, but they are so old that they are not working anymore. Well, they are from pre-PHBB 3.
Like what I did with the activity stats mod, I was doing a query on a table that didn't have an index, and this was quite some time ago. Quite some time ago. It was like last year or a year and a half ago or something like that. But it worked fine on most boards. But then there's one Canada board that had, I don't know, over 200,000 posts, or I guess it was being close to a million posts is what it was. And it was running pretty slow on that one. And, I didn't stress test that particular mod and realized how critical it was to stress test such things. And all I did was I added indexes for the columns that I was querying on to make sure I was querying on the columns.
Yes, don't be afraid to add indexes if you need them.
Yeah, though you don't add indexes on post text, for example.
No, not that.
But also don't add too much indexes because that makes inserting a lot slower.
Yeah.
Yes.
If you add in every table or every column in a table an index and then some duplicate indexes or more, it will be really slow to submit or insert a new row.
Yeah, people can't be afraid to add indexes, but they can't get overzealous adding indexes.
Yeah. And okay, also then you still probably will not notice it at a large or at a small board. At a large board, you will probably notice it really fast.
Yeah, well, like we did with the Canada board. You know, like I said, the mod worked great on everybody else's board, and it was very fast. But the Canada board with a million posts was like, whoop! All of a sudden, it was kind of slow. It took a couple of seconds. So we added indexes on the few columns that needed it, and then I also added a way for it to cache what IDs to query from, so that the records that it was searching through were so much smaller. And, you know, your queries, to give a good benchmark, your queries need to be run in under a hundredth of a second. Okay.
That's a good mod to make, is a mod
that fills data, like
sessions,
so that you posts, and
test mods.
Yeah.
I think myself, a forum index should run under 1/100 of a second.
You mean a query?
No, the complete forum index.
Oh, yes.
Smaller boards.
Well, okay, yeah, for smaller boards, but like
yes.
A board starter guide size, which is 100,000 posts, that's running in just over 2/10 of a second, which is it's not really bad considering what's...
I'm running here a board with 100,000 posts in less than 1/10 of a second.
Mm-hmm. Though it probably doesn't have an Ajax chat mod.
It has.
It has?
It has mine, and not any man's.
Let's see this. Let me find out what this one's running on. This is running in 1/10 of a second with 14 queries.
It will go under 1/10 of a second, though, once you start refreshing.
There are 15 queries, no gzip.
This one has gzip on, I think, which might be why it's taking longer. Yep, it's gzip on. Oh, yeah, and it's 1/10.
Yes, but that should not take that much time.
It's 0.101 seconds, so pretty much 1/10 of a second.
Yeah, 1069 seconds now here.
Mm-hmm.
That's compare board load times.
Yeah.
Server load times?
Yeah. Let's go to my
server
local
load?
Host.
Server load. I need to log in.
So, Now, I don't know what php.coms is. I can't see the php.coms load times on that anymore.
That one's a bit low, or a bit higher.
Yeah, I would say it's higher.
But I also manage, on my Arcade site, it's a lot higher, because we have a lot of games there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, the Beast server, which is the Star Trek Guide server, the load on that is, on the server itself, is 0.15 seconds.
Mine is higher. It's 1.95.
One? Almost 2 seconds?
Yeah.
That's what I love about this Beast. This, I tell you what, in the last month or so, I think it has only spiked above 50% CPU one time.
Yes, but how much traffic does your server handle?
How much does it...
It handles quite a lot, because it's a lot more than just Star Trek Guide.
Yeah, but yes. I don't know. I don't. If you want a specific stat, I'm not sure. I don't have that in front of me. I know your server had handled more.
Yes, mine does a lot more. It does 3 MB per second. Continue.
Yeah, I think ours is 1.
It's my server will soon be replaced, so...
It's probably pretty old.
No, not that old. It's in June, 2 years.
That's not too bad.
That's old.
This is...
Our server's
older than that. Yeah, it is.
Well, let's see. It's just past 2 years. We got it in December of...
December 2006, yeah.
But guess what? It's Mac. It's a Mac server.
Yeah, that's pretty powerful. Really powerful.
Yes. Good.
All right. Well, let's move on. We're just over an hour here, so want to go ahead and close out the show. Is there any last thoughts that you guys wanted to provide us with?
No, I don't have anything anymore.
Paul doesn't have anything to say. No.
Do I always need to say something?
Yes, always.
Well, I will try to find something for next time.
All right. The mod of the week is called Mods Database. Actually, Paul, why don't you tell us about this one? You picked it.
I don't have it in front of me.
Oh, no. Here, let me slap you on IRC with it. Here. Okay.
Yes. Okay, I know the thing.
It's called Mods Database by...
That's the wrong link.
Yes!
Yes!
That's the one you gave me.
It's the internal one.
Click on the queue topic.
Yes. It's basically a mods database where you can have a list for yourself as administrator what kind of mods you have installed. And in that way you can keep easily track of the mods you have installed and if they are still up to date or not.
That's nice. And that's like the one that I was talking about that Kenny had. But I don't know if Kenny has released his or not, but this is basically the same thing. Or it has the same functionality.
Yes, I didn't validate it myself, so I need to read what is in the queue regarding it.
Alright, here is the... Okay, there we go. There is the link in the chat room. So that's Mods Database by Lefty74, adding a mod database that keeps track of all the mods you have installed on your board, which is, that's quite nice. That's something that we're going to have for Star Trek Guide, isn't it?
Sure.
Sure, that's not premeditated, wasn't it?
It's now approved, so...
We'll probably build our own. We always build our own.
Yes.
It's kind of it's the same reason that PHPBB 3 does not use mods, where the PHPBB development team will not install mods in the PHPBB core. It will never happen. And there's simple reasons for it. Number one, the methodology of mods is different than the methodology of actually developing the board. The methodology of mods is that you want to modify as little as possible. You insert one line to and insert additional files to achieve a certain functionality. But when you are developing for PHP 3, whether it's bug fixes, new features, or 3.2, it doesn't work that way. Especially with 3.2, you're making the core the way that it needs to be. Now, it may take the same functionality that a mod has. I mean, think about it. 3.0 has a lot of the same functionality that mods had for PHP 2. You're taking that functionality and inputting it into the core, but you won't take any bit of the code from the mod to insert into PHP 3. And what that does is it makes it a lot higher quality. Obviously, it's going to pass all the standards necessary. Now, there's some certain exception, like, you know, patches. Obviously, users can submit patches for 3.0 and 3.2, and those can be used too. But those aren't like mods. Those are completely different than mods in the way that they work and run. So that's really why PHP 3 does not use mods within the core, and it's also somewhat why Starter Guide doesn't use it either. We want to ensure we would take a mod and we would go, how does this work? And if something isn't quite right, we may completely redo it for our board. And one of the reasons is that we don't want anything touching the core.
And we don't put files inside the community directory. Everything is completely
separate. Yeah, even for those, you know, it's like, okay, we want to run our site on PHP 3. We want to run these pages, these modules. We want this system and that system running on the PHP 3 framework. But we don't want to touch the PHP 3 directory at all. Obviously, you don't have a choice with some modifications. But as a general rule, that's like our number one rule when developing for PHP 3 with our own site, is we don't touch that directory. Not any files, not directories. And it's really easy to do within PHP 3, and if you are not familiar with that, you're free to contact me and I'll point you to some topics or articles that will tell you how to do that. You can also post in the mod authors discussion, and there's quite a bit of information there, or people will reply with articles. But that's it. All right, the style of the week is, it's called Hermes by Cyber Alien. And this style, which link is in the chat room, this style is like a dark navy style. It's kind of soft, you know. I'm not a fan of dark styles at all, but it's a nice soft style. So it's not real harsh black or anything. So it's kind of nice if somebody prefers a darker style. You know, you don't have the harsh contracts and everything. It's kind of a softer thing. It looks like it's based on, I would have to say, Subsilver 2. Let me check. Yeah, looks like Subsilver 2. Yep, it is. Made of tables. So it's based on Subsilver 2. And that's pretty much it. It's just got different gradients and graphics based on this navy blue style. Or dark. Yeah, it's kind of a dark gray or navy blue. So that's it. Hermes by Cyber Alien. And we always know he is a very, very experienced styler. Very good, talented Cyber Alien is. So go pick up that style. It's in the PHP Styles database. All right. PHP Weekly next episode is episode 97 on February 7th. Douglas should be back for that episode. It's at the usual time of 12 p.m. Eastern, 1700 UTC time. PHP Weekly forum is at StarterGuide.com. Douglas actually started a topic last night that was asking people what we should do for our 100th episode. So we want to try and he's pretty excited about the 100th episode. Like, it's kind of funny. So he wants to know what people want us to do for our 100th episode to make it memorable. you can also, let's see, something distracted me. PHP Weekly is a member of the Tech Podcast Network. Visit techpodcasts.com for other tech podcasts. And I'd like to thank everybody who was with me this episode, Paul, Michael, and Francis. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having us.
Paul and Michael, are you there having a conversation with DropDoll?
My bad. Thanks.
And thank you, Paul. Once again, it's been a pleasure. I always enjoy having Paul on. It's been a while since we had you on.
Yes, it was a long time ago.
Hopefully it won't be that long until we have you next time.
I'm not sure. Probably the next time when Douglas isn't there.
Yeah, we always do that when Douglas is not here. Hey, Paul, you want to join me?
Yes. I'm not sure why, but it's always.
Always, yeah. It's because I don't like talking by myself. No, that's probably not why.
I don't think so, but...
All right. Well... That's it for this episode. A successful community begins with you. Tag, you're it. Bye, everyone. See you next week.